Yeah, 2041.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was Avi Maria from Israel Pilkas, and then from Daniel Shane was Yeshua Falak. Let's talk a little bit about Orla, and then we'll see. So the Torah says, "Chisavol Varalaltem or loso es pirio. Shalosh So for 3 years, the fruit that's produced is aser. Aser bachila, aser In the fourth year, yel kol pirio kodesh lulam Hashem. In the fourth year, it's Kodesh, and then it's not the Revai, right? So you have to go up to Yerushalayim, and eat it in Yerushalayim, etc. So you have the first 3 years, you have the fourth year, is the Netar Revai year, and the fifth year, Bashanah Hamishis. So then the fifth year you can eat it without any strings attached. First year you can't eat it, first 3 years you can't eat it at all. The fourth year it's Kodesh, so you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. And the fifth year it's without anything. You can eat it stop. And the Ramban on page three. Right, it should be covered up that you can't get any benefit from it. Sgura v'atuma, cheder atum, right? So that's the orlis, atuma uskura. So I'd like to show you. I'd like to show you a vort in the Chasam Sofer, how he uses this idea of Orla, Adam Eitz HaSadeh, to discuss the maturity of a person, and specifically, more specifically, the maturity of a Talmud.
They said this is the more corporate halakha also.
Yeah, right. Right. They have a sitter in his sefer on upsharing as all the chorus for this idea. So take a look in the Chasam Sofer in the Toras Moshe. On page 8. It says, Yomar ki ha'adam eitz ha'sada v'atam chacham eitz macha. The Talmud Chacham is like an eitz macha. Rabbi Chazal, ein adam omeid al das rabo ad arba'im shana. The Gemara says that a person doesn't fully understand his Rebbe until 40 years. What does that mean? 40 years of learning by the Rebbe. 40 until he's 40 years old, or he's, that he's been learning by the Rebbe 40 years, and now it's starting to click.
I heard also like 40 years after you've heard it, or it's like you've
40
heard
years after. So Rabbi Goldstein is saying he thinks the Pshat is 40 years after you heard it. As you could be
it. Yeah.
20. So ein adam omer al das rabo al arba'im shana. Ein omer al hillel li rabbi yochanan zake rabbi kiva arba'im
It's our
shana.
Ben Arbaim Labina. Ben Arbaim Labina.
So that sort of means when he's 40 years old,
Right.
but that doesn't mean that that's the same vort of what he's saying here.
Yeah, because let's say he heard something from his Rebbe a year ago and he's 39 years old. He's gonna not gonna understand it till he's 79 years old.
Is that
I think when he's 40 years old, he's a Ben Bina and he's able to understand better.
We'll see. So he says, Al Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Kiva, Arboim Shana Lomad, Vechakach Arboim Shana Limei. He learned for 40 years, and then he taught for 40 years. And he calls Man She'eno Ben Shloshim. He says, until you're 30, Adain Hu Murdaf B'Yetzahara. Then the Yetzahara is still percolating, and therefore you're not going to be able to learn as well. Ben Esrim Lirdof. Ach Ben Shloshim Lekoach Lesgabrelov Shehu Ish. Bekevish Ovro Lovro Shinosov Loditzko Hayetzahar Azai Muftach Lo Yechtaot. Zel Saviv Mishna Shloshim. Vechen Ad Ben Shloshim Ein Tzivarosov Yesharim Uvroim. Because until 30 years old, your svaras are not going to be so clear. Why? Because you still had the Yetzirah percolating, and that's going to blur your clarity in Torah. So he says, Lachain, unatatem kol eitz machal, shalosh shanim yelachem arilim, Lo yochlu es period. Shem shloshim me'es leidoso. Lo yusvarosim shlochem klokach. So he's learning 30 years from the time that you are born. That's the Yetzer is percolating. So the learning is not going to go in so properly. So it's going to, yeah, omnam hashanah haravis. Shum Mishanasa ben Shloshim. When you're 30 years old, that's the fourth decade. You're starting the fourth decade of your life. Yeah, kol piryo kodesh yilulam Hashem. So, in other words, the first 30 years there's the Yetzihara. That's so there's psolas. So it's not going to be so. The Torah that you can have is not going to be so pristine. That's why it's covered over. It's not so pristine. But once you're 30 years old, you're down in the fourth decade, then you're going to have the svaras are going to be much better because you didn't get so hard. It's not going to be as strong. Adayin lo yitzlach yekol piryo kodesh yilul Hashem. But only when you go into the fifth decade, when you've been Arbaim Labina, so then what does it say? He says that to be Mami Talmidim, that's only going to be in the fifth generation, in the fifth decade. And in the footnote, Samach Zavav here, in the new printing of the Chasam Sofer, the Nusenswag edition, it says, "Midivre Maran Leel Mashru Dehada Ein Adam Omid Al Daz Rabot Mihiske Lulmod." In other words, he's pointing out the stira that we were discussing before. Is it did from when you started learning or from when you were born? How do you count the years? So the first 30 years you learn, but there's not going to, but there's still Yetzirah, so it's not going to be as clear. The fourth year, it's Kulo Kodesh is going to be, it's going to be clearer. But when is it going to be Lahosif Lachem Tvaso, that you could be Mamid Talmidim? That's the starting with the right, yeah, Tofech Amanat Lapiyah. That's when? The fifth, from 40 onward. That's the fifth decade. One second. That's the because that's when Adam is Omen Aldas Rabba, when he's 40 years old. And I think you could put this together with a vort that I once heard from Rav Yaakov Herman in the name of Rav Gifter, that the Gedolim that learned by themselves, even though they were big Ibuyim and this, and big Gainim, they weren't zochet to be Mamid Talmidim as much. The Gedolim that had a Rebbe were more zochet to be Mamid Talmidim. So now it makes sense, because the time that you're Mamid Talmidim is commensurate with the time that you're Omid Al Das Rabo. And your Omid Al Das Rabo, the Hosef Lechem Tvaso is in that fifth decade, when you're 40. Starting the fifth decade is Hosef Lechem Tvaso. Then you're Mamid Talmidim. And why? Why from 40 to 50 is when you begin to be Mamid Talmidim? Because Achia Ben Arbaim Labina, and this is assuming that what we said before, that Eino the moment of Das Rabo, different than what we said before, that it means that you're 40 years after you heard from the Rebbe, but assuming that it is when you're 40 years old, that's the time that you'll have the great clarity in what the Rebbe said, and hence being able to give it over. And that's what Rav Gifter said, that those that learned from a Rebbe and have what to give over, that's the ikur of being able to be Mamid Talmidim.
So where does he get
your third year to avoid that Mitzvah? Where did he get that from? He's assuming that that's because he says, Ben Esrim Lirdov.
So where does A equal B? Losing.
He calls Machinen Ben Shloshim. And I know Mood of Mizara. Ben Shloshim will call his cover.
He's assuming that when you're 20, the Mizara pursues you against the 30, that's the way it sounds.
Right.
That's why it sounds like the way he's like shot.
Right. Right. And what's interesting is that just like the fruit matures, so too the person, you know, matures and the learning matures. You know, and there is maturity is a person, but a person also as the learning, you know, different types of the Torah is more mature, and the ability to understand it and the ability to give it over. And that's how the Chasam Sofer understands the first 3 years of Orla. That's awesome. But that's the time where the Yetzirah is still prevailing, and that's it's covered up. Then from 30 to 40, then the fourth year, that's the fourth decade, it's Kulo Kodesh. You know, you don't have the Yetzirah. And then the fifth decade, not only you don't have the Yetzirah, the Torah is more pristine, but you now fully understand the Rabbo, and then you can be Mabit Talmidim. And the whole Sif Lachem Tavoso. That the produce will be in most of the country also. And that's the idea. And the Rosh Hashanah continues on this idea of how the years in page 23, the left side. 23 on the left. Kain Amr Tar Shalosh Shonim Yolam Harem Lo Yochel. This is Torah Fiul Ba'ana Shalom Henes Be'er Devos Ocha. Shalom Harvi Yitzvuchem. Okay, we discussed it here about Shalom, he has Rav Aaron Belzer on page 25. I think Rav Aaron Belzer, if I'm not mistaken, in Harmenuchos, right, from Moshe is buried there, and then you have the Chabina Rav and the Rav Aaron Belzer, I believe, in that same Shura in Harmenuchos with Dain Fisher and Moshe Feinstein and the Chabina Rav and the Belzer Rebbe. And on page 26, in the bottom paragraph, he says, "V'mashanah harvisya kol piriyo kodesh vilul l'Hashem." He's called piriyo. The fourth year when they went to Yerushalayim to eat Paris, so once they were there, they learned Torah there. They were mischaber with the Kohanim and Tzaddikim.
That was the whole purpose of
Whole purpose of being there.
acquiring.
Yeah.
That's Tysus and Sobus.
Above a basra. Tosis above a basra.
Kabbalah. Kabbalah.
Okay. Yes.
Kabbalah.
Kabbalah. He says, "V'gabi shaloh halach ba'atzma kolponim shaloch l'sham echad bimbanov." And that's the Talmud Chacham. Lisa b'tur shaloh lomar b'birkas mei shalosh lechol b'pir v'smol b'tuvah. He shouldn't say lechol b'pir v'smol b'tuvah, because the Gemara says in Menachos that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Eretz Yisrael v'chi lechol b'pir v'smol b'tuvah. Rav Shach always says over from Rav Gerelich that that's referring to Netter Ravai. There's a mitzvah to eat. Now, Bach became a guest of Kosovo Yisrael, El Yonah Vertzil Tachtona. A Paris Vertzil Tachtona, Mechel Mekdusha Mishpoim, the Kedusha Vertzil El Yonah. So, therefore, we say, Lechel Mekdusha Mishpoim, the Kedusha Zosha Nishpoim, the Paris. The Yisrael was a kind of Kavodas. Kosovo Bashanah Harvi is here called Piri Kodishin Lomashem. The Okay, called Pair of Kurdish. So, losif lochem tuvaso. And in the fifth year, where he's not in Yerushalayim anymore. But if he learns Torah, he will get the Kedusha from Mal. She goes, well, Yosef Gam Sham HaKedusha, Kedusha Tzaretz Yisrael Al Yonah. Well, in the Dhamma Mamash, Kedusha Natarevai, etc. So there are different, so there's a different times. You're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to get the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael Shal Malo. The fifth year, we'll also get, but it's not going to be exactly the same. But you see the concept of progression. You see the concept of progression in the Yidim of Orla, and the Chasam Sofer says you see the concept of progression in the maturation of a person, of his learning, of his ability to understand, and his ability then to go give over and be Malmid Talmidim. And that evolves based on the years. The first 3 years, the fourth year, and the fifth year. The fifth year's ultimate is already he's 40, then he's Omen Aldas Rabo. And like Rav Gifter said, once you have a Kabbalah from the Rav, then you can be able to, you're, now you're a full-fledged Talmud. So once you're a full-fledged Talmud, Rav Gifter said, now you